This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for yourself. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you really can be your own best doctor most of the time, and I'll tell you how. All you have to do is go over to your telephone and call into the show right here, right now, on our toll-free nationwide line and ask that vitally important question you have about your health. Because something is not right, and I'll do my best to help you out, or call in on behalf of somebody else who has a health-related challenge. Happy to help them as well, vicariously through you. Our phone number into the show is we open up phone calls, questions, general health-related questions, or health-related comments are fair game. Our number into the show is 888-553-7262. 1-888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262. The website, where you can stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in health and wellness, over there at drbob.com. There you will need to spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And there you'll find all kinds of news from around the globe that I personally select to post up there. And opportunities like Instagram, where you can follow me on Instagram at the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You've got X, formerly Twitter, opportunity there. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. All there. All right. Coming up a little later in the show, in fact, next hour, we're going to have this week's special features, the health alternative of the week, the health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall to tell you about, and the health mystery of the week. And in that segment, those segments, the health alternative segment, I'm going to cover something that I alluded to last hour in the first hour of the show where I discussed cough syrup. These cough syrups that are on the market don't work. Even, you know, people from the American Lung Association are saying they don't work. Dextromethorphan, and they have lots of side effects, and yet there are natural, special remedies that do work. I will cover that next hour, so please hang with us if you were with us before, and I'll get to the really good, one of the really fine remedies for helping to relieve cough and calm that down, especially when you're trying to sleep at night. But we begin this hour in a discussion of flu shots, flu vaccines. Yes, it's that time of year where people are being hammered psychologically into getting their flu shot, getting a yearly flu shot, having an influenza vaccine because, hey, let's face it, people can get hurt by getting an infection depending on where they're at. Most people get over the flu and they develop naturally acquired immunity, which is the best in the best. But some people, they get these repeated flu shots. And here's what you need to know. A recent article co-authored by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Flu Vaccine Effectiveness Network investigators basically say and are claiming that flu shots, they don't work. That's what they're saying. They do not work. Repeated one. I've covered this topic in the past. I have. Repeat. Let's say you get a flu shot last year, and you go in to get another one this year. It doesn't work. In fact, not only does it not work, it leaves you at a higher risk of getting the flu. Now, this study I'm talking about followed patients who had presented themselves with respiratory diseases at one of the designated clinics between the years 2011 to 2019 seasons. What is that, eight seasons? Nine seasons? Yeah, eight seasons. Over 55,000 visits, clinical visits, were analyzed on people. 55,000. And vaccine status was further examined on these folks. What they found was repeat flu shots. Let's say you get this, you know, you had one last year, you get one this year. Repeat flu shots, when compared to non-repeat vaccinees, people who didn't get the vaccine, didn't get the flu shot, had a 10% increased risk of contracting influenza type A H3N2 virus. So, there you have it. You get a flu shot this year. If you get one next year, you'll be more susceptible to the flu. You'll be more likely to get it. Those who contracted influenza in prior seasons were more protected against infection. In the current circulating variant was of the same subtype. Now, an ongoing dilemma, this is what we have, increased risk of influenza infection amongst the repeat vaccinated is a phenomena commonly observed. It's been commonly observed for decades. This is not some revelation here that we're talking about. It's well known. As early as the 1970s, studies signaled that repeat flu shots was linked to reduced vaccine protection. In the past, we've discussed this. A 2015 Canadian study found that those who were vaccinated with the flu vaccine, the influenza vaccine, the prior season, had an immunity of 15%. Meaning they were at a greater risk of infection than before the prior year getting the shot. The phenomena has long been troubling researchers. They're going, oh, we just can't figure this out. People get repeated flu shots and their immune systems don't work as well and they're more likely to come down with the flu. What's going on here? They're still studying it. Here's something else. A study published in Nature Communications found that people vaccinated with a flu shot with the same formulation for two consecutive years developed antibodies that were less effective at binding to and clearing viral components when they became infected, despite the viral strain being similar between those years. And natural immunity obtained by contracting an infection, meaning you just get the flu, because most people that get the flu get over it. Yes, there are people who can get the flu who are already compromised or they're extremely elderly. I think the true number of people dying is much different than what the CDC reports, trying to motivate people, trying to scare people, trying to scare them out of their wits into believing that if they get the shot, they won't get the flu. Natural immunity by far and away obtained by contracting an infection like the flu is generally suggested of being more effective than the short-term immunity gained by influenza vaccines. That's according to many, many, many experts. It's just not me. And I'm not saying go out and try to get the flu so you develop natural immunity, but that's in fact what happens. It is. And if you really want to do something about the flu, like things you can take, things you can do, considerations for you and your family for reducing your risk of the flu, now that you know that repeated influenza or flu vaccines actually are linked to a higher risk of infection, I'm going to tell you what you can do to bolster yourself up from a vitamin, mineral, herbal perspective and lifestyle perspective. When we come back from this break, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. appreciate that. And don't forget the website during the week or weekend when you want to stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in the health and wellness arena, go to drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. A lot of news over there. You also have Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, and the podcast library where you can always get in and listen to the show all over again if you choose to. Now, if you're just tuning into the program, I am discussing the fact that a recent article co-authored by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention and the Flu Vaccine Effectiveness Network investigators find that repeat annual influenza vaccines are associated with an, you guessed it, an increased risk of influenza or getting the flu. Now, this show neither recommends for or against getting flu shots. That's a decision you will have to make. It's a personal one. You have to make it for yourself or in conjunction with counsel from a learned, trusted, reliable healthcare provider. And whatever decision you make on your own behalf to either get a flu shot or not get a flu shot or any vaccine or shot, that's your choice. I support you, and whatever decision you make, I support you. Just make your choice wisely, grasshopper. In any event, just know that flu shots, you know, it's highly debatable whether they work in the first place. I've never had one. I never will get one. I have a lot of people who tell me, have told me over the years, they get a flu shot and they feel flu immediately. No, you can't get the flu from a flu shot, but you can certainly have a toxic feeling after you get a flu shot because it does contain, after all, thimerosal, which is a mercury derivative. That's not good. Mercury in the brain, not good. Mercury in the immune system, not good. And I've talked about this over the years till I'm blue in the face, how mercury in the brain is thought to be a player as it relates to Alzheimer's disease. But let me get to this information. If you want to truly reduce your risk of flu, there is a vitamin called vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is the flu, anti-flu vitamin, and you should be on that on a regular basis and getting tested through 25 hydroxy vitamin D in your bloodstream with your doctor so that you can adjust your vitamin D dosage throughout the year and especially during cold and flu season. So vitamin D3 is critical to reducing your risk of getting all viral infections, especially the flu and the common cold. Make sure you're getting a maintenance dose of at least 2,000 international units of vitamin D3 per day. And then base the dosage on adjusting that based on your blood test. The mineral, which is the anti-flu mineral, is zinc. Zinc interferes with the replication process of viruses, all viruses. So about a 25 milligram to 50 milligram dose of zinc during the cold and flu season is a good idea, and the maintenance dose smaller than that maybe throughout the rest of the year. And eating, obviously, foods that are high in zinc. And the herbal products that are anti-flu that I found to be the best, the anti-herbal products for flu are black elderberry extract and Andrographis, which we had talked about. Andrographis paniculata, we've talked about it on the show. So there you have it, the anti-flu vitamin, the anti-flu vitamin and the anti-flu mineral and the anti-flu herbs. There are others, but those are the most potent ones in my opinion, and the science is strong behind them, and I love that. And of course, you get, you know, the general information, stay hydrated, don't smoke cigarettes or drink excessive alcohol, get plenty of exercise, lower your stress, get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, stay in touch with those who you love and care about. All of that, and let me just throw in this. If you do get the flu, so what? You'll get over it. You'll have natural immunity if you're like most people, 99 9/10. And if you want to get relief from the flu, there's a homeopathic remedy in the health food store. They call it the flu remedy. homeopathic remedy, Acesilicosium. I usually ruin that name because it's a long one. Acesilicosium. And there's another one called pine tea extract. Pine tea extract, which has that ascorbic acid in it, which is how they came up with Tamiflu. Pine tea extract and pine tea tea, basically. Pine extract tea. Unbelievably works well. All right. Let's go to your phone calls and questions now. First up is Patrick. Patrick's calling in from Oregon. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Patrick. Hello.
Hey, hello, Dr. Bob. Thanks for the show. And I am getting the 101 lozenges that you have recommended and talked about. Mm-hmm. And my question about it is, as a guy, 6'3", about 280, age 77, should I take a little more than what's recommended on the label, like 3 a day instead of 2?
That is a very good question. Very good question, Patrick. I'm glad you brought it up. And you're right. Dose matters. Dose matters. And with those N101 supplements that do increase nitric oxide production inside your blood vessel wall, in the endothelium, we make less of it past age 40, and the older we get, the less we make of it. You're right. With your weight, your size, when they put on the bottle, you know, 1 to 2 tablets or wafers of that a day, and that gives you, you know, a certain amount of nitric oxide. I think it's like, what is it, 220 or so milligrams of this proprietary nitric oxide formula. There's a little vitamin C there. There's a little magnesium with it. You're right. Someone that is over, you know, 200 pounds, I think, would benefit by taking an additional tablet. And you know, you can, of course, and should be monitoring your blood pressure anyway. And if you notice, taking 3 instead of taking 2 helps manage the blood pressure better, stick with 3. If after a month, however, Patrick, after you've increased your dose from 2 to 3, if you don't see a reduction in your blood pressure and it's riding around the same, and it's going to vary, of course, if you don't see a measurable reduction with 3 tablets, why waste an extra tablet? You go back, drop down to the 2 that you were getting results with. But if you see the improvement with the 3 tablet dose, and that's the only thing you've changed, well, gosh, then stick with it. You're right. You may require a higher dose based on your body weight and your size versus, let's say, somebody who's 150 pounds. That dose, this is a, you know, when dosages, suggested dosages go into bottles, they're basing it on the average. You're a little larger than the average, and that's fine. And you're very wise to recognize that, because that holds true for supplements. It holds true for over-the-counter medications often, and prescription drugs, too. They have to sometimes adjust the dose based on that person's weight and size. So glad you brought it up. Glad to know that you're doing that, too. And, of course, all the other things, it's not like a one-trick pony for blood pressure. We talk about a lot of different things, lifestyle, exercise, lowering your stress. You know, if you're salt sensitive, watching that, about 20% of the population is. So thank you, Patrick, for your phone call, bringing that up. Good health to you, sir. All right. We're coming right back. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Ryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting if the time you lose? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? To lose that you're blazing flight. Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back. Welcome you to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you very much for tuning into the show and telling others to do the very same thing. You may have heard this concept of the fact that the mouth, the human mouth or the oral cavity, is a gateway to, well, germs that can enter and spread through the body. Certainly your mouth is that gateway, as well as your nose, and we've talked about how the nose is a gateway to many of the infections that plague humans, colds, flus, other infections. About 7 out of 10, maybe even 8 out of 10 of those viruses of the common cold enter the body through the nasal cavity. And that's why, of course, I'm a big fan of and recommend Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Clear nasal spray products, especially the Rescue or nasal spray, which is my favorite. But germs in the oral cavity can also spread to other parts of the body, and we need to pay attention to that. Keeping our teeth and our gums absolutely as hygienically clean and clear as possible by using xylitol in the product Spry, S-P-R-Y. You need to pay attention to this because, my goodness, that oral health is something you control. And by controlling your own oral health will help reduce inflammation throughout your entire body. Because if you've got a big bacterial mess, overload, burden in your oral cavity, it can invade deeper into your body. I mean, we come in contact with viruses and bacteria all the time. And We come in contact, of course, with carbohydrates, which are the food of these Streptococcus mutans or mutant Streptococcus germs in our mouth that cause the damage to our teeth and burrow away in our teeth and cause us to have cavities and other problems. Look, if you're using some product right now, toothpaste, that is not rich in xylitol, you're using the wrong toothpaste. I don't care if it's Colgate or Crest or TheraBrand or Sensodyne or Rembrandt, any of those top brands. If it is not rich in xylitol, switch over to Spry, the one I use, the one I've used over 20 years. My family has Spry, S-P-R-Y, the one that is rich in xylitol. Xylitol is important. It is a natural, delicious, preferred sweetener that the oral bacteria responsible for all the damage and the havoc and the chaos in your mouth that can bring you down, gingivitis, tooth decay, periodontal disease, they do not like xylitol. In fact, if they consume it, and when it's rich in the Spry dental defense system, whether it be the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the mints, the gums, whatever, when they come in contact with it, the bad bacteria in the oral cavity, they die and they leave the oral cavity, leaving your teeth alone. That's why I use the Spry dental defense system, and so should you and your family. It's amazing. It works. It gets results. That's what matters. And it comes in different flavors. Spearmint, peppermint. My favorite, by the way, is cinnamon. Oh, yeah. Great stuff. Spry delivers on-the-go dental hygiene solutions to support a healthy oral microbiome. Yes, there's a microbiome in your mouth. The Spry Dental Defense System. You can find it at finer stores nationwide, including CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid, Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, or you can go to their website, clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, to find out where to get Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste, and Spry mouthwash or mouth rinse, and, of course, the Clear nasal sprays. All right, now then, I wanted to also, before the show is over today, play an interesting audio clip that I ran across this last week, and it was about the COVID shots. It's really now being uncovered, this whole fraud of the COVID pandemic. It's being uncovered. Finally, you know, people are reversing and looking back into what really happened, what transpired. How did we get there? Why did we get all this misinformation and bad information from the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, Dr. Fauci, our government, the AMA? How did we get all this misinformation? How did we get it wrong with the lockdowns and the fact that these COVID shots didn't work? And now all these people getting sick as a result of taking them or dying. Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, he's been a guest on the program a couple of times. He is a medical doctor. He also has a master's degree in public health. He is a practicing internist, cardiologist, and an epidemiologist, and one of the most prolific medical writers of our time, former professor of a medical school and editor of two medical magazines. He had some interesting comment that I want to play for you. I want you to listen to this very carefully. This is a man, a medical doctor, on a mission to set it right because he fears, just like I fear and a lot of other doctors fear, if we don't understand what went wrong and there aren't people that are going to pay the price for the misinformation, disinformation that they tried to submit people into and convince them to get these shots, these COVID shots, and now all looking in the rearview mirror and the harm that they have caused, we need to have people answer to this. This is what Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, MPH, is recommending people consider regarding that topic. Go.
Anytime a biopharmaceutical product remains on the market despite excess mortality, and mounting evidence suggesting greater and greater deaths are accumulating with each and every day that the COVID-19 vaccines are left on the market. That does qualify as mass negligent homicide for all of those who are responsible for manufacturing the vaccines, distributing them, administering them, and then promoting them. Each and every person that ever encouraged, pressured, coerced, or threatened reprisal for one of these COVID-19 vaccines is complicit in a crime against humanity, and that crime is mass negligent homicide.
Wow. Very strong words from a medical authority who knows what he's talking about. This guy is, one of my heroes today because of his ability and willingness to call it like it is and not hide from the truth. Mass negligent homicide. People who forced other people into, convinced them, twisted their arm, gave them incentives, 20% off groceries if you get a COVID shot. You can't work in this place. You can't come into this store. All of those things is what he's talking about. That is strong stuff. But I believe it too.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Don't you forget it. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Our number into the program, should you want to join us, ask a question about your health or the health of somebody else, or make a health-related comment, our number into the show is 888-553-7262. Toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Also, of course, the website, drbob.com. There you will need to spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. You know, during the holidays, people will take their children off of or not give them these ADHD drugs, these methamphetamine-like drugs that they're given for attention deficit hyperactive disorder or attention deficit disorder. They'll give their body, the little boys, usually it's a boy, a rest off these medications. And sometimes their doctors go along with it. Well, the latest on this, just for you parents out there who or grandparents who know that you have a child in your life that you love and care about that is taking these ADHD drugs, their use increases the risk of heart disease. That's the latest finding. Long-term use of these drugs, not good. The longer a child or an adult takes these ADHD drugs, the higher their risk of developing heart disease, cardiovascular disease. A brand new study just out. This is after decades of this stuff being on the market. Here we are finding out how bad this stuff really is. A new study indicating that long-term use of attention deficit hyperactive disorder drugs may increase the risk of developing cardiovascular disease and that the risk increases the longer the drug is used. So, you know, take the drug. No extra charge for the heart disease the drug is going to cause. The results of the study were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry, bringing to light the potential risks of this class of ADHD drugs. About 6 million or 1 in 10 children between the ages of 3 to 17 years of age have been diagnosed with ADHD, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Quasi Prevention. Approximately a little over 8.5 million adults in the United States also have or have been diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Individuals with ADHD may have difficulty paying attention, finding it hard to sit still or act without thinking. The symptoms and specifics vary from person to person. And, you know, this disorder, in my opinion and the opinion of a lot of others, it's a made-up disorder. Drug companies made this out of thin air because they found a way to convince doctors to sell this class of drugs. So they made it up. Look, not all children, when they're going through school, are going to be able to sit still. They want to get outside and be outdoors playing and moving about, not sitting there staring into some board ahead of them. No, they want to move around. And what we do then is we pigeonhole these kids as having some brain problem with the inability to focus. It's not a disorder. They're special. And yet we try to drug them. That's what we do. And the drug companies take advantage of this by contriving, making up these diagnoses in order to sell these drugs. The drugs have been the standard treatment for care for decades. Researchers wrote, adding that the use of the ADHD drugs use has increased greatly in both children and adults during the past decades. Drug therapies include stimulants or methamphetamine-like drugs, and non-stimulant therapies with modalities being determined by the patient's needs. Now, in the study, researchers looked at 13 years of records in the National Inpatient Registry of over 278,000 individuals between the ages of 6 and 64 years of age who were diagnosed with ADHD, all the way from age 6 to 64. They found that the longer these individuals used ADHD drugs like Ritalin and Concerta and Sylert, what are some of the other ones I can't remember off the top of my head, they found the longer they had these individuals using these drugs, the higher the risk of developing heart disease, cardiovascular disease, compared to those who did not take ADHD drugs. Additionally, each additional year, an individual used these ADHD drugs increased their risk of heart disease by an average of 4%. Overall, the results suggest that heart disease risk was 23% higher for people who used ADHD drugs for more than 5 years, and a lot of people were on them for a lot longer than that. By using these drugs, folks, we're increasing the risk of the number one killer of man. Well, it's actually number two after medical miscare, heart disease. That's number two. Increasing the risk of that condition. We'll be right back.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We've been talking in the last segment about the long-term risks of taking drugs that doctors prescribe for children who have hyperactivity or they're precocious. They want to move about. They can't focus. And the pharmaceutical companies made these codes up in order for drug companies to sell drugs to children via their doctors and their parents administering them. ADHD drugs increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. They do. Study confirms it. Previous research that indicated patients taking these types of drugs, stimulant drugs, they're like methamphetamine-type drugs, Ritalin, Adderall's another one, Concerta, put them at a higher risk of developing heart disease than those people who do not take ADHD drugs. But you need to know also that with all problems, there almost always is a solution. We know that foods that make the symptoms worse of people that can't focus or have a hard time focusing, they've got just so much energy pent up in their body, they got to get out and move it about, out of doors. Those same people should stay away from certain things that can exacerbate or cause them to, you know, feel and function that way. Refined sugar is the first one. How many times have you said, you know, every time Halloween comes around or another sugar holiday that we feed our kids a lot of junk foods, they're off the wall, you peel them off the ceiling if they get under the sugar. But also gluten is another one. Some children have reactivity to gluten, can also exacerbate their inability to focus. Dairy foods, another one. Food colorings and dyes, caffeine. I'm always amazed how many parents will take their children into Starbucks with them and get them a full-throttled something with nothing but caffeine and sugar in it, or allow them to have these energy drinks that are full of caffeine. And then they wonder why they have ADHD and ADD. There's also other things, artificial sweeteners. And here are some supplements that are beneficial to people who do have a harder time focusing or have a hard time with, you know, studying in a way that is sufficient to get them by an exam or compliant with the rest of the people that are in the room. We usually see their need for omega-3 oils is high. So you give these children, ADHD, ADD children, EPA, DHA, extra zinc, B complex, sometimes GABA, GABA, gamma amino benzoic acid. These are all natural supplements and health food stores. Ashwagandha, probiotics, L-threonine. Get them outdoors exercising. They'll be better. Less screen time for sure. We're coming right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.